Civil rights advocates say zoning laws are exclusionary in the town of Woodbridge, Connecticut. So they're challenging them with an application for housing that goes against the town's rules. WSHU's Davis Donovan explains.
Woodbridge bans most multifamily housing, and zoning laws say you need a minimum of 2 acres to build a house in much of town. Advocates say this cuts off the mostly wealthy town to lower-income families who are disproportionately Black and Hispanic. Erin Boggs is with the Open Communities Alliance.
We're asking the town to take a look at their zoning and overhaul it, modernize it, bring it into compliance with the law.
State law requires towns to offer a certain amount of affordable housing. The group, along with students from a Yale Law School clinic, applied to build a 4-unit development on a plot of land zoned for one family.
We're asking them to allow multifamily housing like this, this small-scale multifamily housing, in single-family lots when the proposed housing meets all the other requirements that are typically applied to a single-family home.
Boggs says she hopes advocates can have a productive dialogue with the town's government and its residents that will make Woodbridge more inclusive for low-income families. A staff member for the town's planning and zoning department said the commission had no comment. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.